If you've come along with WUWM this week as we've explored segregation in Greater Milwaukee, you may have heard some people mention borders. For instance, 124th Street, the dividing line between Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, or the Milwaukee River, or the freeway. WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports on one particular border and how some people feel about crossing it.
When it comes to borders, municipalities need them for a number of reasons. For example, who to tax, where to provide services, and which kids are likely to attend your public schools. But borders can also separate people.
There's still that sort of almost invisible but known barrier.
That's Lynn Worley. She's a sociologist and a founding member of the group Tulsa Together. The invisible barrier she's talking about is 60th Street, around North Avenue. That's the dividing line between Wauwatosa and Milwaukee.
When I first moved to the Milwaukee area, as a newcomer, I was very struck by first how people talked about that border.
Worley says that for some people, the line represents the border between neighborhoods perceived as safe and neighborhoods perceived as dangerous. She has also sensed an us versus them mentality in every way: class, race and ethnicity, religion. Yet Worley says that outside of the political realm, the border only holds as much power as individuals give it.
I live a half a block outside of Milwaukee. I've got neighbors right up the street that live in Milwaukee.
Worley helped start Tulsa Together in hopes that people will begin to view Greater Milwaukee as a region instead of silos. It's often as simple as inviting people to come together to talk. On this day, Tulsa Together was hosting a Black History program at the Wauwatosa Library. The audience was mostly white, but there were a number of people of color, including 17-year-old Kyrie Rogers. He performed a spoken word piece called Run, Black Boy, Run.
I'll never believe what they want this mind to be poisoned with. I just wish that I could have been there to tell that black boy, take your hood off, black boy, you'll thank me later. I just wish that I could have been there to tell him, if you ever feel cornered, black boy, run, run with your all till your legs fall and you can.
Rogers grew up on 46th and Burleigh in Milwaukee, not that far from the Tulsa border. About 4 years ago, the family moved to Wauwatosa. For the teenager, it meant transferring to a city where black and brown people make up less than 10% of the population, and to a school system where two-thirds of students don't look like him.
Honestly, sometimes it's terrifying. And sometimes it's the best thing in the world. I want to say terrifying because you're afraid to make a mistake. You're afraid to be what they expect you to be. And then I want to say the best thing in the world because I know that I wouldn't probably know the things that I know or be able to do the things that I do if it weren't for being with that kid. Seeing him succeed so well and making me want to do that because I feel like he thinks I can't do that.
Roger says that while there aren't many black people in his neighborhood, most everyone has been kind. Still, he says he has had at least one run-in with racism while recording a video in his Wauwatosa neighborhood with some of his black friends.
So we got the camera out, we walking through the sewer systems and stuff like that. The fact that so many people were afraid of us being in the forest like that, like there were runners, like the police pulled up and said, there's joggers saying that they're afraid to go through the forest because they think you guys are back here smoking weed.
Rogers says he'll never forget that day.
I'm 14. I live right there. If you look over the river, you see my house. Like, and they didn't believe me. Like, we had to go to my house, knock on the door. Is this your son? That was probably the most like embarrassing thing I ever felt.
Wauwatosa still has a lot of work to do. As a resident, I feel I can easily say that we have a lot of work to do.
Lynn Worley with Tulsa Together says she hopes her organization can help create the Greater Milwaukee community of the future, one where everyone, no matter color, religion, economic status, or age, feels welcomed and a shared sense of ownership. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.